You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9. And Kez, we've got another Soundwave band.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Today we'll be speaking to Dan O'Connor, who is from the American band 4 Years Strong. They've been out for 10 years. They've done a Soundwave before, and they'll be coming back for Soundwave Revolution. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, 4 Years Strong, that sounds like a band name with like it has some history, like it has some meaning. Where does it come from?
It actually has only a little bit of meaning. We named the band when we were all in high school together, when we were like 13 and 16 years old, and we were all really into the band The Get Up Kids.
Okay. Yep.
And The Get Up Kids had this lyric that was it said 5 years strong, and we were like, oh, we like this, but we don't want people to think that we just copied them. Mm-hmm. So we changed the number from 5 to 4, and that's literally how shallow our band name is. That is the story behind our band name.
Epic. It would seem the best band decisions are made in high school.
Yeah, there you go.
For people who are unfamiliar with 4 Years Strong, how would you define yourselves and your music?
We're a band from Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts to be exact. And, you know, we all grew up listening to hardcore music out of Boston and also, you know, pop punk music from America. And we're basically just the love child of, you know, all these different kinds of music that, you know, kind of had their way with us, you know, while we were growing up. And that's basically what it is. We're just heavy and we try to be catchy and, you know, that's basically it. We just like to write rock music.
The band is currently working on a new album, which is said to contain new material, which is different from anything the band has ever written. What can the fans expect to hear?
It's a different record for us because we really tried to push ourselves as songwriters on this record. We really wanted to, you know, make sure that we didn't hold anything back and, you know, everybody just played their best on the record. And I think this record's a little bit darker than some of the stuff that we've done before, and, you know, really trying to just put, you know, our foot forward as just, you know, just a rock band. You know what I mean? We're just really trying to, you know, not really fall into a, I guess, a genre per se, just rock. You know what I mean? Like, we just want to put out heavy music with vocals, you know what I mean? And that's basically what we're all about on this record. We're really pushing ourselves to, you know, to not get caught up in like, you know, this little box that we've kind of contained ourselves in for the last two records. I mean, Rise or Die Trying was the record before our last record, and the jump from that record to our last record, Enemy of the World, everybody said was, you know, a big progression. And I like to think that we've progressed probably about the same amount from that record to this new record.
Okay, so would you say that you're a band that's constantly growing and changing?
Definitely. That is probably the one thing our band is constantly doing.
Now, having just mentioned your upcoming album, does it have a name yet?
No, we're still kind of bouncing back and forth between a couple of things. We haven't been able to nail it down yet.
Okay. Do you have a favorite track from that album yet? Anything that you can share with us?
Right now, I would say one of my favorite songs is, and it's probably the reason it's my favorite song is because it's the only song that we've played out live yet.
Okay.
And it's a song called Falling on You, and it just has this riff at the beginning that's very like, we basically tried to write Four Strong's version of like an AC/DC riff, and that's basically
well done.
What it kind of, you know, sounds like. And I think that's one of my favorite songs right now, just because it's just really fun to play live.
What has been your best or worst moment as a band so far?
The best moment would be a hard one to nail down. I've always said we've been a really lucky band to be able to have some of the opportunities that we have. And, you know, just the fact that, you know, we're coming to Australia for the third time right now, playing our second Soundwave. You know, the first time we got to play with, like, you know, Faith No More and Jimmy World and, you know, all these amazing bands. Now we get to come back and play with Van Halen, and it's fucking crazy. It's definitely insane. I mean, we've been really lucky to be able to tour with some of the bands we've been able to tour with, you know, with Rise Against and Bad Religion and we played shows with the Descendants and stuff like that. So it's really hard, I think, to pick a high point in this band's career just because it's pretty much been pretty smooth sailing ever since, you know, we started. I would say probably our low point has probably been, you know, I think the thing that really took the most out of us was, you know, in the past couple of months, we actually just recently parted ways with our longtime keyboard player Josh, and that took you know a little bit of a toll on us, and you know we're starting to get everything back together, and you know the four of us are definitely you know the tightest that we've ever been right now, and so I think you know it was definitely something that hurt to have to go through, but I think we're all better for have had to go through it. You know what I mean?
For You Strong has been rocking out for 10 years now. What can we expect over the next decade?
Probably a lot more gray hair than we showed over the first decade. One thing our band has always been big on is we never want to put out the same record twice, and we always want to be a touring band. And I think those are the two things that will always be things that For You Strong fans can always depend on. You know what I mean? Every time we put out a record, we're going to push ourselves to challenge our listeners and to challenge ourselves into writing better songs, and then we're just going to tour the fucking shit out of the record. That's basically what we do. We're just touring machines, I guess. We just, once the record's done, we get in the van and we don't stop until we're ready to do another one.
Right. Now, speaking of touring, you guys were here for the Soundwave tour of 2010, and you're coming back for this year's Soundwave Revolution. How do you think the two events will compare?
I don't know. I mean, the first experience on Soundwave was unreal. I mean, from a band standpoint, I mean, we got to stay in some of the nicest hotels I've ever been able to stay in. We got to, you know, hang out with people and bands that I never thought that I would be able to meet, and we just kind of got treated like gold over there. And we always have been. So, I mean, just the fact that, you know, the bands on this one are different. We get to hang out with a lot of our friends this time. You know, we've got Set Your Goals, and we've got Every Time I Die, and we've got Bad Religion. So, I mean, on top of the fact that it's going to be Soundwave and it's going to be Australia, so I know that I'm going to have an awesome time, I get to do it with a lot of, you know, my best friends. So it's basically just going to be a giant party. It's not going to feel as much of a tour as it's going to be more of a vacation with just playing some shows mixed in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really great way of putting it. Now, last question.
Yeah.
Out of the dozens and dozens of artists that are going to be at Soundwave Revolution, why should people come and see 4 Year Strong?
I think the reason that people should come and see us is because, you know, we always try to put on the most energetic show we can, mm-hmm. but if we don't have energy to feed off of, we're not going to be able to put on, you know, as good a show as we can. So we need everybody to come out and get as bonkers and as ridiculous as they humanly possibly can so that we can go as bonkers as we can, and it's just basically going to explode all over the Australian face. It's going to be great.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have an absolutely awesome time here, and we can't wait to see you at Soundwave Revolution. Dan, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.